Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. Many heads of states are in Washington for U.S. President Barack Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. Mr. Obama acknowledged the world remains imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons program and the possibility that the Islamic State could set off radioactive bombs. The two-day summit is aimed at keeping nuclear material out of the hands of terrorist groups. VOA White House correspondent Mary Lee Salinas is covering the event.
One of the key goals is to secure loose nuclear materials around the world. And there are still many sites, there are still many areas where those materials are not properly secured and vulnerable to theft. And one of the key questions being addressed today is making sure that terror groups are not able to get their hands on it or other people who have some sort of malicious intention.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday pointed to the international nuclear deal with Iran as a way to control the spread of nuclear materials.
The Iran deal, the international agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is probably the best example of that. A large percentage, 98% of their stockpile of highly enriched uranium, was shipped out of the country and was secured. That's a good example.
The White House says there are an estimated 2,000 metric tons of highly enriched uranium and separated plutonium around the world. The UN is investigating fresh allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by peacekeepers in Central African Republic. The alleged abuse is said to have taken place for 3 years from 2013 in Kemo Prefecture. This is VOA News.